The Meat Improv!
Hello and welcome to The Meat Improv with me, Josh Simpson.
And me, Jake Jabbour.
The Meat is the improv and storytelling podcast. We bring on comedian guests to tell true, meaty stories from their lives. And then what do, Jake?
Well, we use those stories as inspiration for long-form, improvised comedic scenes.
That's right. We're going to get to that in just a second. Before we do, just a reminder, we got a Patreon, patreon.com/TheMeatImprov, where you can get access to our Discord channel and a weekly bonus episode called The Potatoes, where Jake and I do a little two-prov and then talk about what we're doing and what we're teaching and all that kind of stuff. So there you go. Let's get into our show. Today we have two returning guests. Mm-hmm. They've known each other for a while, longer than I've known either of them, I think. And then I know them each separately. Let's just introduce them. a former teammate of mine on Teacher's Lounge, and now in Pennsylvania, Lydia Hensler.
Hello.
Hi, Lydia.
Hi. I came out at my parents' house for a year.
Mm-hmm. Hey, well, you know, I'm a little jealous of that, to be honest with you, because I'm guessing you're not paying LA rents there.
I am not. I'm not paying any rents except compassion and like unpacking the dishwasher.
There you go. That's better than the deal I got.
Yeah. Our
second guest, it's been a while since this guest has come on the show, from A Funny Feeling Pod and 90 Day Bay, about a show I've recently started watching called 90 Day Fiance. Marcy Jaro, welcome, Marcy.
Hi.
Hi, Marcy.
Oh, thanks for having me. And
thanks for doing it.
Welcome to 90 Day Fiance world, Josh.
It's wild.
It's about as wild as reality gets.
Do either of you, Lydia or Jake, do you watch 90 Day Fiance?
I stopped watching it maybe at a certain point, but I've seen like two seasons. And I think maybe my favorite was the one with like the beekeepers that were, they could barely talk to each other and they didn't have much in common, well, but they loved bees. And they
just so you know, they are still together. They still love bees. They've opened a honey store and they still cannot speak each other's languages.
Very impressed with the amount of phone technology, like how that can just, you can have an entire romantic relationship with, if you have an iPhone translating app.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
That must be a later season, because I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, Anna and Marcel, you haven't seen them, but you'll get there.
I'll get there.
And then the guy that goes to Ukraine, like, constantly and keeps getting hoodwinked by his... Oh.
David.
Woman. Oh my God. It's fantastic.
Just so you know, they have a whole, like, they're on Discovery Plus now. So they have so many spinoff shows. And one of them is like a variety show where they just invite the people on the show to come on and maybe play the piano, maybe sing a song, maybe rap. And David went on and he rode his unicycle and promptly fell off. And it was not planned. He looked mortified and it was just like some of the best TV. And it's such a weird. But anyway.
How much do they get paid? Do you have any idea? You're the expert, Marcy.
I do not think they get paid very much. I think it is like, it's non-union work. They get paid. I would just imagine not very much though, like hundreds of dollars a day, maybe, but if that.
Huh.
Are you trying to, what price would seem fair to you, Josh?
Well, based on the popularity of the show, I feel like this came up with, what's that other one? That one on Bravo. It's about the waiter. What's that?
Is it The Housewife? Oh, no.
Vanderpump Rules.
That's right. That's the one. I watched one season of that. And boy, that was like, I guess you could say that that went down easy, but that season like vanished before my eyes. I watched one season and I was like, did I just like, how much information did I actually take in there? Not much.
They really rehash the same things over and over and over.
Yeah. So does 90 Day Fiance though. I feel like
Maybe there's a lot of, but there's a lot of characters though. So
yeah,
the premise is that you get married to someone you met over 90 days.
Well, that people in relationships with foreigners get engaged, and once they start their K-1 visa, once they like get to the United States on a K-1 visa, they have 90 days to be married, or else the person from another country must then leave the United States. And it's not like their premise, it's like the government's premise of
it's the K-1 people, visa premise.
Yes. And there's there's different ones like J-1s and I-1s. There's, you know, there's all kinds of visas that, but this is the K-1 is specific to the fiance visa.
Wow.
So there's a lot of, there's a lot of different kinds of scenarios, but the men, when it's the men that are in the States, it's usually, what would you say? Dorks, Mormons, and old guys.
Yes. Only like occasionally are there young guys, but there are like this current season has two guys that are younger. But yes, it's mostly like older guys. You're like, this is you taking advantage of a younger woman. And also she's taking advantage of you to come to the United States.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it will work. Like you can kind of see the glimmer of like, this will work. Other times you're like, run.
Yes.
it could be either side that you could be wanting to run.
The best is when it's an angry older woman and with a foreign man. That's the best, though.
Oh, my gosh. I forget their names, but...
Angela and Michael.
It wasn't Angela and Michael. It was, like, the next season.
Oh, baby girl Lisa.
Baby girl. Me and my sister were always like, baby love, baby love, baby love.
Baby girl. Baby girl Lisa.
Baby girl Lisa. I say it all the time and I forgot that that's where it came from.
Baby girl Lisa.
I did not see that one. I got like four seasons deep and had to give it four seasons. I watched one of the like 90 days. What is it? Oh God.
Well,
90 day forever after or whatever.
Happily ever after. Yeah.
I got caught up in the Mohammed and Danielle drama.
Wow.
That's what got me into it. That's what I saw one episode and I was like, well, now I have to watch an entire season because this is crazy. And she was like, yeah, that was nuts. There was all this stuff that she was locking him in a room, like wouldn't let him leave her. Right. It got really bad.
Also, they did not consummate their marriage on their wedding day. When they get married, he says, I cannot kiss her because of something to do with my religion. That's how he put it. And then at the tell-all later, we found out they did not consummate their relationship for 2 months. And then they had sex and he said, she peed on me. And then he wouldn't have sex again. He's like, no one would. She needs to go to a doctor. No one would do that. It smells so bad.
Yeah. I watched that and I was like, okay, I don't know what's happening here, but I feel like I shouldn't be watching this.
It's funny because like Nicole Byer and I, we watch every single show in the franchise, almost, but they have too many now. But... we watch like 8 hours of television to do a recap, but Danielle's back now on, there's a single show where they're going to be dating, which is great. And she meets up with Mohammed and they like have, I don't know, like a, let's put some closure to this. And Nicole and I were like, oh yeah, I guess if your husband told all of America that your pussy stinks so bad that no one would ever want you, that is a big betrayal. Yeah, that's not funny. That's mean. It took us years to come to that conclusion.
That's quite a trade in. So Jake, to answer your question, what would be a fair dollar amount to have my wife tell America my dick stinks? For that to be like second line of my what is not eulogy, but on your tombstone or whatever. Yeah, in your obituary. I'd probably put that at a cool $50 million.
Probably what. But you would legitimately do it for like $3,000 a week.
Yeah.
And so you're putting these cameras in my actual bathroom? Is that, because that seems too invasive. I don't remember that.
We'll edit out anything that seems, you know, it's television, so we can't show body parts that, you know, that we can't show all your body parts. I don't want to say which ones because I don't have the contract in front of me. So I don't want to say something that's not true.
Every time I ask a producer about something, they're just like, we can edit and I don't have the contract. So I'm just kind of nervous because it just feels like it's getting more invasive than I anticipated.
Well, you signed up for this.
I did. And I want, you know, I want the world to see my love, you know, it just seemed like, I don't know, a little much, but.
Well, if nothing interesting happens in the bathroom, we're certainly not wasting valuable television time showing you taking a shit, okay? So don't worry about it. All of that stuff, tampons, we're not showing it. It's just if you had sex in the shower with your fiance, we would want to show that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we will or we won't. He has a lot of restrictions, just different cultures. I'm not sure, but yeah.
Save it. Save all this.
Okay. That's a great blouse.
Oh, thank you. Just got it from wardrobe. We have a wardrobe department, and I just wanted to say that to you because I've noticed some of your clothes.
I you know, it's funny because I have other clothes and I was like, I forget who it was, a different producer, and was like, are you sure you want me to wear this? And we're like, yeah, wear that, wear your stuff. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I feel like these are not attractive.
You look great. I think the yellow goes really well. Your bra strap is showing. That's very sexy. Yeah. I love the cutoffs and I don't think you need shoes. You look great.
Okay. All right. I was worried I might come off as, you know, sort of trashy or just like people would see my clothes or my style before they'd see me, you know? So that's why it's weird that you have a wardrobe department, but I can't access it. Such a weird TV. Is so weird.
I know. I don't have the contracts for that. It's a different pay scale if we do that. And it's a whole thing. And, you know, so don't worry about it. You're a natural at this.
Okay. All right.
You got the heat vision cameras. Where do you want those?
I would like definitely put one over the bed.
Okay.
Facing just straight down. Got it. Aerial that.
Got it. Great.
I don't really understand why you need a heat vision camera. That seems kind of silly.
We just want to be able to track you pretty thoroughly. And some of our viewers prefer to just see how hot you run.
Okay. I was wondering about that because I have all these, I thought I was just going to be wearing a mic pack, but I have all these sort of like biomed sensors on that I didn't expect.
Yeah.
Well, it's a legal issue. We have to do that now. So we had some incidents prior seasons, but it's nothing to worry about. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
I'm just going to run this wand over you. It's going to capture your smell, and then we upload that to the internet.
Is that similar to what a lot of swabs were coming at me.
Similar. Okay. Yeah, pretty similar. We've got a lot of we're trying to, you know, bring the viewing experience sort of interactive. People watch television, they use their iPads too. So like we can see what you smell like in the morning versus later on in the day, how much you perspire, just some of that.
I was just thinking this was going to be more about me and Garth's love story. You know, I thought it was just, you know, how we met. How are we going to make it work? There's so many differences. But this whole aspect of it was, I didn't realize how much went into it. But I'm not in TV, so how would I know?
Hey, sorry. No, I'm just a PA. I'm so sorry. One of the producers... Lydia,
sit it out. Come on.
I'm sorry. Your list of insecurities is a little short. I don't know if you skimped on it or whatever, but.
Oh, yes. Sorry. So pitch some to her real quick.
Oh.
Well, list of insecurity. It's
things that we think she could be insecure about. I've got some.
Yeah, yeah. Just go for
it.
Your eyes are maybe too close together.
Yes.
Sometimes it looks like you're like balancing rocks on your shoulders. Either of those.
Yeah. I just wrote down stupid face.
I don't quite get the rocks thing. I know I'm kind of sassy when I talk, but
nobody is ever insecure about that one.
I think you actually, Dan, if I may, I think it's an insecurity of yours. So you're really projecting.
Somebody else has got to feel it, that their shoulders feel like they're balancing tumbly rocks on them. Anybody else? Someone's insecure about that, right?
We could pitch other ones too. That maybe your partner is only with you because you have a somewhat steady job, and that the love fizzled out years ago. I know you've only been dating for how long?
It's been 2.5 months.
Yeah.
Romance.
So it could be fizzling out.
I can't imagine the fizzle. And as far as the other insecurities, I feel like I've worked really hard on myself and to just kind of be good with wherever I'm at today.
So you don't think he's cheating on you?
Oh, gosh, it never crossed my mind. I mean, why would he be? How could he be cheating on me? He has all these rules about physical touch that I can't even imagine how that would happen.
Yeah, and that's not just for you, right?
Oh, I don't think so. He just said where he's from, we don't touch and we rarely talk on the phone.
That's great that you believe that.
Well, I don't know why I should. I, oh God.
Oh, we're going to cry. All right. Get the camera on her, guys.
Cameras are rolling.
Okay, good.
I just thought I could trust him. I didn't think of it as some sort of scam. It just seemed like we had really, oh God, I can't, I'm so self-conscious of my shoulders now. I feel like I can feel myself rolling them backwards. I'm so scared.
There you go.
Oh, my face is so stupid.
Yep. She's getting hotter too in the thermo camera. All right, let's get back to the meat part of the podcast, where a guest shares a true meaty story from their life. Lydia, you are up first. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I was trying to think of something funny, and so naturally I thought about how my grandpa just died. So it's not So my grandfather, he lived a really long life, which is great. He lived till he was 92. And for most of that, it was like a really beautiful, fulfilling life. But the entire last year, every conversation was about how he wanted to die. we called him on Christmas, and he spent the entire conversation on Christmas Day talking about how if it wasn't a sin, he would kill himself. And he said that multiple times. Uh-huh. And we're like, okay, Grandpa, we're going to go have Christmas dinner. Like, it was just horrible. And he just, everything was like, why am I not dead yet? Everybody I love is dead. And then you would try to get him to talk about things that he loved. He was a musician his whole life. He treasured music. And then he would tell like this great story about a band that he was in. And then he would just be like, now they're all dead. Like, it was just really a bad year. And it was a year of like, we're in the middle of a pandemic. He lives in an assisted living facility. We thought for sure, like, not in like a good way, but it was just like the odds are definitely against him. And he got double pneumonia. He had a MRSA infection. He fell 3 times and he recovered every time. And he was so angry that he kept recovering. And he fractured his pelvis. He fractured his back. He's not going to be able to walk again. He's walking in a few weeks. Like, every time he got better, and he was so upset. Yeah, so he just like really hated being alive, and then he wouldn't because
that's a hell of a transition.
Because he was so sad of existing. And he wouldn't, you know, because he, like I said, he loved music, he loved sports, but he wouldn't engage in any of that, which I kind of can relate to. I feel like a lot of us, or at least I can, when I'm depressed, I cannot watch beautiful film or TV or whatever, because I just feel so far away from the thing I'm passionate about that to engage in it makes me feel even more depressed. And so I just like ice it out and watch baking shows or something. But so it was the same thing. So you're like, you want to listen to music, you want to whatever. No. So what he threw all of his energy into was planning his funeral. And so he planned every ounce of his funeral. He wrote letters to priests that he still knew, which is crazy because he knew these priests for like 60 years. They were also 1,000 years old, and asking them if they would do his service. And he would revise his obituary. He kept revising it as people died and would change like survived by to, or like I would edit people out. And so he just, that's what he focused on, his death. And so then he finally does pass away. And like, it was kind of a funny story because he was such a lovely man in life, but in the last like few years of his life, he was not somebody that you recognize. He was just like a real, I mean, he was always kind of cranky, but he was like not nice. And anyway, the assisted living people that worked there who were amazing. And they were like, come do trivia night, come to dinner. And he would never come. And then he finally comes and they were like, oh, we're so glad you're here. Now all we need is a smile on your face. And he was like, good luck. And then that day he died. And so then he went to bed and then he passed away in his sleep, which was like, that's the best, right? Like, may we all pass away in our sleep at 92 or whatever you want, die however you want. But so he passed away in his sleep. And then, so we're doing things according to his directives, and it's COVID, so it's really weird. And so we had a wake, which seemed, everything was in line with the state laws, but it still seemed stupid. So we had a wake, and that felt crazy because there's 28 people in just our immediate family, and you can only have 50 in the entire facility. And so like the funeral guy's eyes were scared. He'd be like, hello. And they'd be like, there's too many people. Like they would just be so afraid. And it was just awful. And half of my family is just dumb. And so they would like go in to hug you and stuff. And you're like, I had to perfect the kind of, I had two masks on and then would just wave and step back at the same time and be like, I'm not hugging, and just wave. And so it was really weird. But then the funeral felt really safe because the church had all these precautions. It was a huge church and way less people. And so there was like these big sticks that said 6 feet on them that we sat in between. And everything just felt like they, you know, they'd been doing masses. So everything was like really, they knew what they were doing. And so we are at the funeral home before the actual funeral, which, by the way, like just an aside, like open caskets are fucking gross and weird. And I don't know why that's a thing.
100% with you.
It's so bizarre. I can't even, whatever. But so then they're handing out the readings because, like, of course, he handpicked the readings he wanted said at his funeral. And on the readings was attached, he wrote handwritten notes to whoever was doing the reading. But not about him or not even a goodbye. It was like how to speak into the microphone so people can hear you best. I mean, he was German, so this feels very German. But so then it was really the one thing that was really cool, because if you're Catholic or have been to like a Catholic service, it's pretty grim. It doesn't feel that much like a celebration of life. It's really just sad. And it's very weird in COVID because you're like crying, but you can't touch anybody because everyone's 6 feet away. So you're just like holding yourself crying. You're not really allowed to personalize it that much. But he kind of put his little spin on it. And because he was a saxophone player, he had this recording of him playing Looking Through the Eyes of Love. And as his coffin came through the church, we got to hear him playing. And it was just the most it was a beautiful moment. And it was like, I got to hear him play music, and he was too weak to lift his sax for years. And so we got to hear him. And I just love that he did something personal when he was such a say a rosary every day kind of Catholic, that he did do something unique. And then because it was on a recording on my cousin's phone right after it finished and everyone's crying, some like unrecognizable, but very obviously a hip hop song came on and they're playing through the church. And it just was the best. It like really made me laugh because I'm like, he planned this out to every second. And it's just like, that is what life is like, you're getting what you didn't ask for and it's better. But we're just like, please don't let it be WAP. Please don't let it be WAP. We're like, we don't need that going through the church. But so that's my story. I thought that was kind of funny. I know it's like sad, but it's also
funny. I think funerals and like just those, that whole such, I don't know, like, I guess like the, just the natural heaviness of those events and just even collecting all of those people together, like, you know, my family doesn't really get together unless it's like a funeral. Like, yeah, there's some people in the family I don't see unless it's an event like that. I'm probably one of them.
Funerals and weddings. And it's funny because whenever my sister and I like daydream about weddings, it's just weird because it's like, I don't know, I don't want to be mean, but it's just like there's so many problems that I have with so many people in my family, like internally, that I don't express. And then it's like I see them and I'm like, oh, that's so nice. But then I'm just like, I don't know, like it felt good to see everybody for a funeral, but it also felt irresponsible. And then you're also like, then you see them like not want, like complaining about a mask. And you're like, I, you know what? It's fine that we only see each other at funerals. Kind of thing. I don't know.
My family gets along better at funerals. Mm-hmm. Like that's when we're all laughing and no one's being passive aggressive. We're all like enjoying each other because the alternative of what happens is right in front of you. So we're just giggling and laughing and drinking. No one's being like, I don't know, like shitty to the other person. So some of my best memories are funerals.
That is true. I guess there's a certain amount of like politeness that goes with that. What were you going to say, Jake?
I was going to say at my grandfather's funeral, that politeness, like after the funeral, we all hung out and shared stories. And it was like, does anybody have anything they want to like share about Nick or whatever? And people are kind of like hesitant at first. And then one person goes and then a couple. And then there was just a buddy of his who like kept going like every like second or third person. It would be like, any, thank you, Linda. Anyone else? And then it would be like, oh, Jeff again. And like each time he shared, it got kind of like further away from my grandpa. Like it was like, and we were in ROTC and we were some wild guys. Your grandpa was our teacher, but he wasn't around this day. And it was just like, wait, what are we listening to? Like, and he just like, it had to be like, okay, well, if you want to catch up with Jeff later, we can all do that independently. I think we're going to stop the sharing portion. Like it was a guy who was just like, oh, no one's going to cut me off. Like I've got the room. And he took advantage. So more power to him.
Yeah, we didn't do the luncheon thing because like obviously because of COVID, but my aunt was still gonna have one like at a restaurant, and I was just like, this seems crazy. There are people who got on planes, there are people from all over, like to get, even if it's capacity, like you can't. So we kind of didn't have that, like that post-funeral thing is always really nice, I think. But my sister and I, we just got cups of coffee and drove to the house that was their house when we were growing up and just like told stories about him, just the two of us, and that was like a nice way to honor him. And then the next day we watched a bunch of home movies, and that felt like as close as you could get to doing it in a safe way right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like the after luncheon things are good. Like that's kind of, and the, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's the chatting, not the ceremony, that feels like healing about that stuff. I'm talking real shit.
Babe, could you come here for a second?
Me? Yeah. Me, babe?
Okay. Yes, babe. I was looking at the seating chart for our wedding, and I see we have most of your family here on the in the right at tables 8 and 9, and my family's at 4 and 5. Where are we putting the dumb people in my family?
Oh, you're going to have to help me with that, because I got to be honest.
Half of them are dumb.
I just can't tell which ones are which. And I know you have strong opinions, but for me, it's all kind of broad strokes over there. You know what I'm saying, honey?
I understand. And
who do you think is smart is what I want to know is the big question.
Who do I think is smart in my family?
Yeah. Who's the smart one? Who's one that would be like, no, no, no. Put them at the smart table.
Uncle Devin, probably.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
He put a sidecar on each side of his motorcycle. They didn't make him like that before. So I'd say he's going in the smart table.
Okay. Okay. All right.
But okay, so they don't have to be as smart as Uncle Devin. He's probably the Stephen Hawking's of our family.
So they don't all have to be inventors then. Okay. Right. So what about your sister? She, to me, seems
smart.
Yes, that's exact. She seems smart. So smart.
Yes, she, yes. But also inventor. She sewed those Ziploc bags inside of her overalls, so she had 3 meals for the day.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And then, well, okay, I know another inventor. Okay, so your cousin, Evan, he made those shoes that don't have toes, but he insists they're not sandals. So he is smart.
He stole that idea from me. He's an idiot.
Okay.
He's a dummy.
Okay, but so they're sandals. Let's just say that they're sandals then.
I don't know. I call them dandles. because I'm Dan.
Right. And well, I got a solution for you. I don't know. This is such a crazy idea. I know that you're the groom, but what if you helped plan any part of this fucking wedding? Huh? What if it just once in the history of weddings, it didn't fall solely on the bride to pick every detail of this $30,000 event that we need to go perfect and there will be pictures of? What if just someone else helped me make a decision?
I'm trying. That's why I wanted to know. I told you we can put one of those little barricades, and that'll keep all the dumb people of my family from mingling with the smart people. But I need to know where you want that little net thing to go.
No, you're doing this so I won't ask your help. That's why you came up with that idea.
I'm no
a
Uncle
baby
Devin.
Barricade.
You think I'm masterminding this?
Yeah, I think that you're playing dumb, so I won't expect anything of you. And you've That's been doing crazy. It our whole relationship.
That is absurd. I couldn't do that. Anytime I ride 3 people on a motorcycle, we're all stacked on top of each other. I don't have the smarts to figure out how to manipulate or invent things.
We see his dandles are on the wrong feet.
Okay, fine. All right, I'm putting them, I'm moving this. Here's the little thing, putting it over here, putting this little pin over here. Great. I think we got a stupid table and a smart table. So I'm just going to pitch something. No candles on the stupid people table.
I think that's a great idea. I think that's a wonderful idea. I do think we should have a nightlight over there if the wedding goes past dark, because they will get scared. So they'll get scared.
So they're not just stupid, they're cowards.
I don't know.
Stupid people are braver than you think, because they don't have the foresight to think of what could go wrong.
I don't know. Is somebody who's afraid of a wedding goblin a coward, or are they just realistic?
Dan, I have to know if that is something that your family believes, or if you just said it as an example right now.
I think it would be both. I think it would be something my family believes, and I'm using it as an example.
So, okay, you just made it up, but you think if you told them, they would then believe that wedding goblins are real.
Oh, because no, I didn't.
Which corner do I pee in to ward off the wedding goblin? Is it over here? Is it over here?
Oh, God. I told her I'd take care of more of this. No, it is that. Yes.
I'll clutch them all.
Hey, Kayla. Kayla, you've been working. It's like 3 a.m. You're like up pretty late, sweetheart. Yeah. I didn't. You have school tomorrow. I feel like, you know, big spelling test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me look. Well, what are you working on in here?
Oh, just some what I would like to happen to me after I die. And it could happen at any point. We all die. I just learned that. So, you know. It's like spelling, smelling. Like, I hope I can spell, but also I might be dead tomorrow. So I'm not going to worry about that too much. What I'm going to worry about is what you do with my body and the things you're going to say about me.
Sweetheart, you are not in any danger of dying anytime soon. I don't want you to worry about it. I know we had to explain to you the concept of death because the hamster... Smitten's died, but you know, you don't.
Yeah, and we don't know what he would have wanted. We put him in a shoebox and we put him in the ground. He might have wanted to be burned. He might have wanted to be donated to a veterinary clinic. We don't know what Smitten's would have wanted.
I don't think he would have. Smitten's is he's at rest. He isn't worried about it. Okay, and neither should you be. What is this list? My God. You want to be half cremated?
Yeah, I like all the different ways. I just thought, like, I'm here. Let's try all of them. So I want to be half cremated. I want my legs buried. I want my head frozen. And I want, like, the left half of my torso set off to sea.
Okay, well, I really regret putting this in your brain.
Why? It's not scary. Death isn't scary. It's just something you plan for now. See, look, I took a Sharpie and I wrote on all the parts of my body and where they go. See, this just says C right under my ribs. Just goes to the C.
That goes to C.
Yeah. Just in case you lost this piece of paper, whoever found my body would be able to just like know what to do with it.
Kayla, sweetie. I got a couple of different boat models for you to pick from. Your old man's been working in the garage. I got this one. It's a little bit of a pirate ship. We could do that. Or I got this. It's the Titanic. Either of those?
I guess the Titanic.
That's my Randy. Little girl. Huh?
Randy. It's 3 a.m. That's what you've been... hammering away at in the garage, your modeling ships.
I asked them to. Yeah. I want my funeral there to be a tribute to my love of boats.
I can't practice shooting flaming arrows at something at 3 a.m. So yeah, this is the time I'm using to make the tiny boats.
Dad, why are you guys in Kayla's room?
No reason.
We're planning Kayla's funeral.
Oh no. Is Kayla gonna die like Smittens?
Maybe. No. I mean, eventually.
Randy,
what?
You know, you have an opposite problem, Randy. You're worried about our kid's funeral. You haven't even signed your will yet. You still think you're gonna live to be 130.
Yeah,
you know?
That's why I'm practicing lighting our daughter's floating casket on fire. I'm gonna outlive all of you.
Wait, Kayla's going to have a Viking funeral? I want a Viking funeral.
Oh, well. Now look what you've started.
You're such a copycat. Get your own type of death ceremony.
Now, unless the two of you die together in a horrible fire, you can each have a Viking funeral and it won't distract.
Ugh. Well, if you die after me, everyone's going to be like, we saw this already.
I'll make sure I die first then.
No, don't do that.
I'll do it right now.
No.
Yes, I will.
You don't even have a piece of paper. You just have a verbal wish of having a Viking funeral that we don't have to carry that out if it's not written down.
No, Daddy, you'll do it, won't you, Daddy?
Murder you?
No, burn me when I'm dead.
Oh, I will burn you when you're dead. Yes, but I think you should wait a little bit.
One's dying. No one's getting a Viking funeral.
Especially anytime. Papa. I got a magic bullet. I've been turning everything into smoothies, and I think it's helping my longevity. But my little girls could go at any moment.
Yes,
dreams
all the time. They pick up little girls and then they kill them. We could be those little girls. And if we are, and then you find our bodies, I have instructions.
Where did you even hear that type of
every day
specific?
At school? They talk about it every day.
It's all everyone's talking about. It's the biggest news on the street ever since the Carols. But you know, those two Carols that got abducted?
Those two little girls named Carols who got abducted while Christmas caroling around the neighborhood without their parents.
You remember that? Do you remember that? And you said we should do something
about
this.
Carol killer.
Right. And so we are doing something about it. And I'm surprised that you're not putting in a little hand here, sweetie, helping our daughters plan for their, or at least trying to catch the killer.
I don't know. I am. I told you. I
work at the. You've done nothing.
We are working on it. We're making plenty of leeway. I can't talk to you, any of you, about it because it'll spin you out.
I feel like you would just say that. You're like, I can't talk about the leads we have. I can't talk about it. I feel like you don't have any leads.
Mommy, exactly. I have a clue.
You have a clue? All right, Serena, what is it?
My clue is I love you. Aww.
That is very sweet. Aww. That is very
sweet.
And
they found shoelaces tied up around their ankles and feet. And what? The shoelaces are a very specific brand. I love you.
Wait, we haven't found the feet yet. Where did you hear that?
A little birdie told me.
Stop.
Oh, is that your friend Birdie? Your adult friend Birdie?
Yes, Birdie.
You shouldn't have adult friends.
Why? We tell secrets and we go hide places.
Your father's supposed to be watching you after school.
He's busy.
I am planning our daughter's funerals, which are likely going to happen because my wife seems to be phoning in her job of catching the killer.
Gosh, I'm so sorry to do this, but I have to ask you to leave the funeral.
What?
It's just that it's getting kind of crowded, and we heard a rumor some really important VIP funeral goers were on the way. So
you're asking me to leave the funeral service?
I know this is unorthodox and it's your brother, but I heard that some members of the local television station, the news channel, that they're coming, and we're all pretty excited about it.
Is it? So, damn it. This is just like Ron. Even in death, he's learned how to Hollywood me. Give me the Hollywood treatment.
Excuse us. Jake and Jill in the morning are here. We're going to back.
Oh my gosh.
Morning, and also, good morning.
Yes. Double morning. Double meaning.
How did you know my brother?
How did we know him?
Well, he was. How did you know my brother?
He was a viewer.
Yeah. He was a viewer of Jake and Jill in the morning, and we go to all our viewers' funerals.
That's right.
Listen, you know, this is Davenport, Iowa. I don't know if there's... it's not that big of a deal to be on the local news here, in my opinion. So if you want to be here, that's fine. I'm sure my brother would have gotten a kick out of it. But yeah, I'm not leaving the funeral. I don't know why we have to play musical chairs here, why one has to be left out.
Well, Jake and Jill have to sit next to each other. We brought stools, and that's just going to – we need to squish a pew out so that we can sit on our stools properly.
Yeah.
God, here,
hi, Jake. Hi, Jill. I brought you guys a coffee.
Thank you so much.
And not the shitty kind that we give the families. This is like the good stuff that we have in the bag. Oh,
this is the good stuff?
We got the good stuff. Right here. I think you're the good stuff.
Oh my goodness. You made my day.
You are delightful. Do you have any talents that we might be able to showcase?
Oh, I don't know if I'm talented. I guess I can sing an Italian opera.
Gosh, we should do it. I know they're going to sing Eagle's Wings, but I think you should sing an Italian.
I think so. I think that'd be great. That's great. We could squeeze that right in between the eulogy and the weather.
Yeah.
You're doing the weather? Don had it pretty laid out. He had a pretty specific plan for this funeral.
Has Don won a lot of daytime Emmys for entertainment and news? I mean, we've been nominated. Huh?
Yeah, and we do our own fun ceremony.
Mm-hmm. You know? That's right.
So it's you don't have to win an Emmy to win an Emmy, you know?
Yeah,
so.
an Emmy.
I noticed you two hit the snack table pretty hard.
Oh, these are good. Who made these little things? They're so cute.
These are good. Hershey Kisses. They're delightful. Oh my God. They're great.
I made the Hershey Kisses.
Oh my gosh.
I know I can buy them, but I made them. Oh my
God. You are so, so precious.
That is incredible. You are
I'm a Renaissance amateur woman. Chocolatier. Yes,
you are. Well, we should have you do a little segment up top. Maybe you could dip some of the pews in chocolate, or not the pews.
And one lucky funeral.
That'd be a hell of a segment. I'll give you that.
A pew. I love it. We'll do a few trivia questions up top, and then whoever wins can eat a pew.
That sounds
great. They both put their trash in my hands. okay, I'll go take care of this.
Jill, all right. Can I talk to you for a second?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Do me a favor and keep that intern away from me. He keeps giving me those eyes, and I can't get caught up in another scandal.
And another mm-hmm. one. Yes. We almost lost you there, but it was good.
We almost did.
It was good that people, a worse thing happened and everybody forgot about it.
I thought I was the big wave, but then a tsunami came after me.
I can't do this show myself.
Oh my God. Of course. All right. So we'll just find something for him to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you want to engage in some terrible behavior, I'll just make sure something terrible, more terrible happens.
Okay. Thank you. You always got my back. Intern.
Yes. What am I? Did I answer to that? God, they trained me in like the matter of 5 minutes. Yes. How can I help you at my own brother's funeral?
We need a little segment. We need 10 facts about Don, something that we could do quick.
You need them or you need me to say them?
No, we'll say them because we have star quality. Mm. We just need the facts. We just need the info. Like, we know he was a father. We know he was a father. We know he was in a war. But we need, like, more stuff, more personal, more juicy.
That's a pretty good place to start. Yes, he was in the Navy. He loved the Chicago Bears. He made his own calzones.
Oh, my gosh, Italian opera calzones.
Look at that.
Here we go.
I think we wedge in just a tiny little calzone baking segment. So we'll dip some chocolate, we'll build some calzones, we'll do a little Italian opera, we got the weather, the eulogy, of course we'll throw it to Randy for the man on the street bit, we'll come back.
How is Randy doing out there? Is he all right? It's very cold.
it's very cold
and no one will stop and talk with him. They're all crying.
They seem very sad. Well, we could always what can we do if that segment doesn't come together?
I got it. An inside the coffin scoop.
Okay.
No. Let's get back to the meat part of the podcast, the part of the show where a guest shares a true story from their life. Marcy, you are up. What would you like to talk about?
Okay. Once I asked Spider-Man out on a date. Okay. So I am a Disney person. I like going to Disneyland. I like going to Disney World. I'm a theme park person, right? And when I was in college, my best friend and I would literally like drive from Louisiana to Orlando to be like, let's go do a mini vacation. We were doing it all, but we did it. We even did it after my senior prom. That like, instead of partying, we're like, let's just drive to Orlando. And that's, we did. So it was one of these trips in college where we were, we are in Orlando and we were going to do a few days at Universal City Walk. And we, not City Walk, Universal, what was it called? Islands of Adventure. Islands of Adventure. Yes. And we went like the first day and we were like, the guy who like hangs out or who like, who takes pictures with the kids and like signs their little autograph books. We're like, oh my God, Spider-Man is so hot. Cause he's just wearing like this little spandex suit and it's just like all body under it, you know? And we're like, oh my God. And so that night when we're like in our hotel room, we're like talking about how hot Spider-Man is. And I think this is around the time of like Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man too. So like, we're like, oh my God, like if we were going to hook up with him, like, do you think there's like a little secret place where his penis comes out? Like, we're just being like, duh, like 19, 20 year olds being like, ew, he's so hot. And so we made a plan that we were going to like go out with Spider-Man. So the way it went, so the next day at the park, we like basically like followed him around like groupies all day. And then we're like, how do we do, how are we going to do this? We just got to do it. And so we bought an autograph book at one of the little shops outside of the rides. And we went up to it and we were like taking a picture with him and I handed him the autograph book to sign his name. And I had written in it, would you like to go out with us tonight on a date? And he like signed his name, which was just a spider, by the way. He didn't sign a name. It just was a shape of a spider. And he said, oh, well, I do get off around 7. Like he just whispered it. And so we're like, okay. And then we're
by
like,
by the way, like, yeah. Chances of Spider-Man being into that.
I mean,
it being was, asked out is 100 out of 100 times.
I don't know what, well, so we're like, oh my God, we're going out with Spider-Man. But then I was like, how will we know who he is? Like, we know what time he's getting off, but, and so we were just kind of like hanging around the world that he hung out in, that like, that part of the park. And
this
like,
is we were, part of Universal Islands of Adventure?
Yes, it's, yeah, it's, it was okay. Like Islands of Adventure, and then next door is Universal Studios at.
Gotcha.
So it was like, it had like all the, it's where Harry Potter, all those rides are in Orlando. We were hanging out in the area, and I remember we were playing this like dumb driving arcade game, and Spider-Man finds us. He hops up on the arcade game and he whispers
like
in
Spider-Man?
Yes, like he's like crouched like with his hands between his feet and he whispers in my best friend's ear like where to meet him later, and then he runs off. But
he's still dressed as Spider-Man.
Yes, because he hasn't gotten off work yet, so he's still working. But like, we're like, okay, we didn't know. Wait, he said he got off at 7, so we're like, okay. And then when he found us and he's like, okay, he whispers in her ear, he's like, when I get off, but the game was so loud, she couldn't hear him. So she was like, oh my God, I don't know where he said to meet him. And we're like, we don't know what he looks like. And then we just kind of hung out till park closing, like looking around for any man who might be staring, like waiting for us. But we never could find him because she didn't hear where to meet him after he got off work.
That's her soulmate.
We were going to share him, Lydia.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we were, I guess, planning me as a virgin where we're going to have a threesome with Spider-Man. And we
do like this, like long lost love. Like it feels like a, it feels like, oh my gosh, it just feels like the most romantic misconnection.
I mean, if you are that Spider-Man and you're listening to this, I could still make this threesome happen. I'm positive of it.
Wait. You're going to get so many DMs.
No, he'll know. He'll know it's him. It's a, unless, do we think Spider-Man gets propositioned like that often?
I would say never.
We were devastated too that night at the hotel. We're like, oh man, we really blew it.
Wait.
And you never saw his face.
No, because he's in a Spider-Man costume.
This is why I feel like this is a movie. This is a movie. And it ends up like a threesome with people in their late 30s in a hotel in Orlando.
Yeah, man.
But it's like romantic.
So, Jake, yeah. Do you have... You saw him over the course of 2 days. Do you even know it was the same Spider-Man the second day?
I assume so. Well, whatever, if it wasn't.
So good, another good set of buns.
Yeah, it was just some nice cheeks and we were ready to meet.
I feel like that story must be like an urban, like they must tell the new Spider-Man, like when a new guy gets the job, like, you know, sometimes.
We also felt so guilty because we were like, he's going to think we stood him up.
Yeah.
Like he's going to think it was a prank.
You think he's just hanging from a web in an alley being like.
We were like, what if he was not attractive and he took the little Spider-Man suit off and it was, but we were willing to risk it. I can already tell it would have gone badly, but I just thought I was such a genius. I was like, I know how we're going to ask him out. I got an autograph book. I feel like it was a little slick for a 19-year-old Marcy who was definitely a virgin. Yes.
It was pretty slick, except for the part where like a 19-year-old woman went up to Spider-Man and got an autograph.
I don't know. I still think it's pretty cool.
Pretty slick.
Somewhere in this house, I have the autograph book too. And the picture of us with him.
Am I making this up that you like, didn't you have a stint where you like worked at somewhere in Florida, Marcy?
Yeah, I did the Disney World College program. Yeah.
I remember you said something because you did improv or something. We don't need to put this part in maybe, but I just remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, I studied at an improv theater while I was living in Orlando, the SAC comedy.
There's a shit ton of comedy there.
What's the college program?
It's where you do a semester at Disney World and you work for them, but then you're also supposed to be taking courses. But I was like, I don't need to take a class. I'll just work there and then hang out. And so we all like lived in these apartments and mine was a 3-bedroom apartment and 6 girls lived in it.
Whoa.
It's too many.
And I'm still really good friends with one of them.
Okay. That sounds about right.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew.
Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Improv! Jeff, I really wish you wouldn't do that. I really wish you wouldn't sign Spider when you're paying the bill. I'm embarrassed.
Ooh. Okay, how do I make my money?
No, but it's just, yeah, I get it. You're Spider-Man, but it's just, it feels like it's, you're also Jeff, you know, and we just went out to dinner. You can just pay the bill and you can sign it Jeff. You don't have to sign it the Spider, because then the wait staff's going to come over and everyone's going to make a big deal about it. And like, I just wanted to have a quiet evening with just us. And then now it's going to be.
Can I listen? You're dating Spider-Man, all right? You're dating the Spider-Man on Hollywood Boulevard. You know that, you know what you were signing up for when we got into it, okay? What I'm Spidey. I got fans. It's part of the package.
The manager. The manager comes over. I wanted to come over here. I saw the bill. My server passed it over to me.
He did.
Only 10%. Was there a problem with the service?
Oh my God. You only took 10%?
That's standard.
10%. No, that is not standard. That is
a lot of times I get let in. A lot of times when people figure out who they're serving, I get desserts comped. I got into Chateau Marmont for free. They open. I get free drinks. I don't know if you saw it, but I guess I'm not really supposed to do this, but I'm Spider-Man. I'm Spider-Man.
I gathered you drew a little spider on the check, and then you put it inside like a little speech bubble, and you drew like a little Spider-Man pointing. But we just pride ourselves on excellent service here, and 10%. You did get a complimentary dessert, and I guess I want to know if we did something wrong or if you're hard
me,
out.
Is it me? Did I do something wrong? What did I do?
Is it the server? Our server?
No, you were wonderful. In fact, I would really,
because I was telling everyone I had such a good table, and I get 10%, just like, wow.
Don't cry. Here. Let me get you some money. Hold on. Here.
No, don't do the money. Here.
Thank
here.
You. What?
Here's a photo of me with Barney the dinosaur. I don't usually do crossovers, but I did. I carry a couple of these special occasions.
What the hell?
Your friends.
Why is Barney so dirty?
You notice that? He's okay. Well, that's noted. And he's not technically one of my guys, the Barney out there, but I should take some pride in just the general upkeep of the whole cast of characters. What do you need? Do you want to take a picture with me? Do you want me to pretend I'm shooting a web somewhere in the restaurant? Do you want to? Oh, there one goes.
Hey!
A web lands in someone else's IPA. Oopsies. That's a spider special. So
what the hell is that?
You're welcome, sir.
I don't want a picture of you. I want to make a livable wage. I have 9 children.
Oh my God.
Now 5 of them are cats, but the other 4 are flesh and blood human children. Now I don't have custody of them.
Oh, okay.
But I still have to pay some money to their father.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you don't really have
information about you. I'm so sorry. Here's $20.
Thank you.
Sorry for your.
Shouldn't have to do that.
Well, it makes sense. We spent $100 worth of food. $20 is like a very basic tip.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Spider-Man.
We're not married.
Oh,
all right.
Ooh.
We're together. Oh. We're, you know, it's a monogamous relationship, but we are not married.
So it's Ms. Spider-Man.
No, it's not his. I don't have his last name.
Oh, okay.
Well, we are about to change all that, aren't we? No, he backs up from the table.
No.
Takes a knee.
Steph, you've done this every night this week.
Karen?
No.
Would you do me the honor? He opens up his little case. It's there's just some like loose webbing in there. You're going to wrap this around your finger. Will you do me the honor of being my wife?
No, Jeff, we've talked about this.
Damn it!
I'm not
well, ready. I should get a discount on the meal.
What?
What?
Because you got rejected?
Well, the whole mood was ruined when you came over complaining about your 10% tip, and you got the manager involved. Now she thinks I'm a cheapskate.
Well, you were. You didn't tip her properly. This, and it's besides that. It's you're always fishing for attention. It's... I don't want to live my life with someone who can't really be present and allow others to shine and think of others first. I mean, that's really what Spider-Man's all about, isn't it? He thinks about others. You're not Spider-Man. You may wear the costume, but the real Spider-Man cares about other people. I'm sorry.
God.
I didn't mean to make a scene.
No, it's okay.
I'm gonna
just be careful standing on the table.
Yeah, I know. I climbed all the way up here. It's very. I want to leave. I'm just now. I'm scared to get down. You know, it's almost like getting down is seems scarier. Could somebody just help me? Get
oh,
down?
Of course.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. You did that so great.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I kick him in the back.
No.
Yeah.
Well, what? He's trying to take Mary Jane from me or whatever. I don't know.
My name is Karen, and I asked someone to help me down, and you didn't fly in and help me. Okay.
Well, you've rejected my proposal every night for the last 10 days. You know how that makes me feel?
You're making me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. I'm like trying to rip my shirt off.
Oh my God, the manager's turning green.
Kyle, no, he's got a heart condition. Kyle,
if I get too angry, my heart will explode.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Kyle, don't be a hero.
Doctor.
Is this my business? I feel like this isn't my business.
You kicked him in the back, causing a heart attack.
I think there's probably other people in the restaurant that would say differently, right?
You probably kicked him and his heart bounced right off his rib cage.
Somebody please call 911. And then if somebody could help me just the rest of the way down.
Hey, man, you had me cover your shift last night as one of the minions. You didn't tell me I'd get lucky. I had a crazy threesome. A couple of girls came up to me.
Oh, man, babes, they love a minion.
That was insane. That was crazy. I couldn't believe it. I was like, you know, I'm only allowed to say Chiquita Banana.
I know. You kept the costume on?
Yeah, I kept the costume on.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Isn't it the best? My favorite part about it is how you can smell them on the costume layer.
Yeah. I mean, this is insane. I did not think I would be... You know, when I tore that tendon and they said my fencing career was over, I thought, goodbye, getting lucky. But I had taken over that role as minion. Holy cow.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about these moms, but they get slick wet whenever they see us.
Yeah. And I mean, like... I guess the dads too, huh? I had like a
did you get a mommy daddy duo? Oh.
I got a mommy daddy duo.
What'd they do with the kid? Where was the kid while you were doing them both?
They put him on the ride. They put him on the Back to the Future ride.
Oh man, damn, that's hot. I'm hard.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm starting to think they might not have been the best parents.
That's who's the best in bed, the irresponsible, negligent parents.
Excuse me. Has anybody seen my mommy or my daddy?
Can you describe what's your mommy look like?
My mommy, well, she's the size of a mommy and
like a mommy from like the Midwest or a mommy from California or like what kind of mom?
We're from Wisconsin. And she says, every day she's like, I might be from Wisconsin, but I look like I'm from Beverly Hills.
Yes. Okay. So that kind of mommy. Great.
I think I know who that, I think I know that mommy.
They told me to just keep going on rides until mommy and daddy were finished. And I don't know what that meant until they were finished. They just said, we are not finished. And they left. And I am so tired of rides. And they left with somebody who looked like you guys. And then they came back and then they left with other characters.
Oh, wait, they left with other characters afterwards?
Yeah, they said, get on the Back to the Future ride. Get back on that ride. They were like, that wasn't enough for us. What? And then they went and they found.
Oh shit. Is that them with thing one and thing two?
Mommy, what the over hell? Here. Mommy, why won't you look at me, mommy? What the hell?
I'm sorry, kid.
Am I going to have to raise this kid on my own?
Are you my daddy now?
I don't.
Will you guys be my mommy and daddies, or my two daddies, or two mommies? Just
we don't really have genders that way. It's like don't put your shit on us like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm doing my best. I'm a small child trying to understand the world.
Yeah. Of course.
We cut to this child's parents at a funeral home. She's dead.
Okay, so well, what she wanted, well, I have her, I know what she wanted for her funeral. So she wants one part of her torso to be cremated. She would like her legs buried. Other part of her torso gets a Viking funeral. I cannot remember what she was going to do with her head.
Is this on Blue's Clues or something that you can do the poo-poo platter with your body once you die? Because whenever there's a kid, it's...
I'm sorry, sir. You're in the smart section of the funeral. We need you to get over in the dumb section of the funeral guests. We need you. We're going to need you on
the dumb section?
Yeah, you were her uncle on her mother's side. Yeah, you have to be over here. There's candles over here, and you're not allowed to be there. I know you're a big inventor. I love the Daniel.
Yeah.
We see me put a little wet cat food on a plate. Here you go, pal. And I put it on the floor.
All right. Well, I am hungry.
You can pay your respects after the smart people have come.
All right. No problem. Din din's up. We see there's two minions at the funeral.
I heard those were her other parents.
Yeah, they did not do a good job, apparently.
I don't care what kind of job they did. I want to get in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a little randy at a funeral. I don't know if it's just the emotions or what, but I want to fuck those minions.
What is it about the minions that's so sexual?
I don't know. Well, that one's got the glasses. I mean, you know, I like that kind of stuff.
Smart. Yeah. Intellectual.
That is the intellectual minion. I think it's just the nondescript nature of the whole thing. You know, like they got good attitudes, right? They're workers.
Hey, intern, intern?
Yeah. Again, yeah. I am related to the dead guy.
I know. I know child. You're related, but we can't have you hitting on the minions. We can't have. I mean, we almost lost you there. We were. Thank God this child died, because the last time you hit on a character, it was a huge scandal. So we can't have you hitting on these cans.
I'd
not
like
that
to
huge scandal though.
I'd like to say something about the deceased, if I may.
Oh yeah.
I get up to the podium. My shoulders start shrugging like they're balancing a couple of big rocks.
What the hell?
What's going on with his shoulders?
That is bizarre.
Like, man, that guy runs hot.
All right, that'll do it for this episode of the Meat Improv. Thank you for being on, Marcy and Lydia.
Yay! Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That was a blast. We'll give you a chance now to plug anything you like, whatever you want to tell our audience about. Let's start with you, Marcy. What would you like to...
Oh, boy. I got so many podcasts. I got Funny Feeling with Betsy Sidaro. We talk about paranormal stuff. And then I have 90 Day Bay with Nicole Byer. And we're exploring the 90 Day universe. We're all only on Patreon. It is always a 2-hour episode. So come over and enjoy. And then Jessica Jardin and I are recapping the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians over on Kardashian It.
Awesome. So that is the final season.
Yep.
Is there like an announcement of what they're doing next, or are they just,
they gone? Have signed like a 5-year deal with Hulu. So they're doing something next, but they're leaving.
I figured they're not just going away.
Yeah. They're going to keep making money off of us. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. Lydia, what do you got?
I mean, I'm just going to plug like vaccines, like just vaccines. I got nothing going on. I got nothing going on. just
well, your Instagram's fun though.
What? Oh yeah, I'm on Instagram sometimes. My Instagram handle is Lydia Schmidia, and I am going to record a stand-up special in my parents' basement. So look out for that.
That's amazing.
Fun.
I'll be releasing that like in April. So keep
that's
an eye.
That's so out. Cool.
Other than that, I'm just here. So
that's amazing. Jake.
Check out twitch.tv/WeImprov to see We Improv shows. They're on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights live, but you can go there and check them out whenever is good for you. That's all I got.
Awesome. I'm at Josh Simpson on everything, Twitter, Instagram, and now YouTube. I changed my YouTube name to Josh Simpson. No one noticed, but that's where I'm at. And that's where I'm putting my videos. So, you know, subscribe to me on YouTube, Josh Simpson. And The Meat is on all the platforms as well, at The Meat Improv. We have our Patreon, patreon.com/TheMeatImprov, where Jake and I do our weekly bonus episode for patrons only. That's only $5 a month. You get little improv lessons and a little extra true prop from Jake and I. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe out there. We'll see you next time on
The Meat!